أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجاوزنا ببني إسرائيل البحر فأتوا على قوم يعكفون على أصنام لهم قالوا يا موسى اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آلهة قال إنكم قوم تجهلون إن هؤلاء متبر ما هم فيه وباطل ما كانوا يعملون قال غير الله أبغيكم إلها وهو فضلكم على العالمين وإذ أنجيناكم من آل فرعون يسومونكم سوء العذاب يقتلون أبناءكم ويستحيون نساءكم وفي ذلكم بلاء من ربكم عظيم صدق الله العظيم. We discuss from ayah number 138 to 141 of Surah Al-A'raf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about His promise that He fulfilled for the Bani Israel. They had now crossed over the waters of the Red Sea. Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرَ And we had caused the Bani Israel to cross over the Bahar, over the ocean. It was a momentous occasion. We discussed it, that it was 400 years of zulm and oppression that the Bani Israel had gone at the hands of the different Firauns, the different leaders of Egypt. This would have been an occasion where they would have submitted totally, wholly to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It should have been an occasion where it would have been a reason why they would have linked and latched themselves to Allah, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has now emancipated us from all the zulm of our fathers, our grandfathers, forefathers, etc. But فَأَتَوْ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ They came across a qawm, a community, a people. يَعْكُفُونَ عَلَىٰ أَصْنَامٍ لَهُمْ يَعْكُفُونَ That they were engrossed, they were engaged. عَلَىٰ أَصْنَامٍ لَهُمْ Upon their idols. In other words, they were worshipping these idols. The Bani Israel sees all of this. And what do they say? قَالُوا يَا مُوسَىٰ اِجْعَلْ لَنَا إِلَٰهًا كَمَا لَهُمْ آلِهَا O Musa, make for us, appoint for us gods like how these people have gods. Now, here is a time when Allah Rabbul Izzat had brought you over the seas. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala emancipated you. Your heart should be turned in gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you want to worship idols besides Allah Rabbul Izzat, gods besides Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allama Alusi rahimahumullah and other commentators have expressed that this was what the people of Fir'aun used to do, the Qibtis, that they worshipped idols, idols of Fir'aun himself, statues of Fir'aun himself. And here the idols were made of cows, in the shape of cows, and they were so attracted to it because they had grown up in this. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to show us also a very, very important lesson. And that lesson is that in view of the ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, does the heart turn towards Allah or does the heart turn towards dunya? That is for me and you to say. It is very easy for us to say, well, this was the Bani Israel, look at them. But we need to look at ourselves. Allah has given us so many things, so many ni'mats. Where is the gratitude? Do we attribute it to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Do we attribute it to Ghairullah, to things besides Allah Ta'ala? Those decisions we need to introspect, we need to see. Nonetheless, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam said, قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ O Bani Israel, you are an ignorant nation, ignorant in the fact that you still cannot see that one Allah. You cannot see that power of that one Allah, that might of that one Allah. You still cannot appreciate what that Allah has done for you. That Allah has brought you out of a condition of oppression, and that Allah is taking you to now a point of freedom, that Allah wants to give you sovereignty of that earth, and now you have forgotten that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Inna ha'ula'i mutabbarum ma hum fihi. وَبَاطِلٌ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. But nonetheless, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, after all, he is a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He persists in the invitation towards Allah, and then he explains to his people and he says that certainly this is a nation that is going to be destroyed. They are going to be destroyed because of the worship of idols, because of the fact that they have forgotten Allah, they have been reminded about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they persist and they are engrossed in this idolatry, idol worship, so Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will destroy them. Then ma hum fihi wa batilum ma kanu ya'malun, that whatever they are doing and they are engrossed in, and wa batilum ma kanu ya'malun, and whatever they are doing is batil. Whatever they are doing is all false. In other words, what our objective is to look for the haqq, to look for the truth, and that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. قَالَ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْغِيكُمْ إِلَهَا, that should I search for you for a God? And what is the reality? What are you in the eyes of Allah? وَهُوَ فَضَّلَكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Whilst Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at this particular time, Allah ta'ala has given you excellence over the entire universe. Allah ta'ala has chosen you. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has chosen you to for the leadership of the world, for the leadership of the spirituality of people. But you have forgotten all of that. Now should I look for a God besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Then he reminds them of what had happened and where they had come from. And this is sometimes what we all forget, where we had come from. He says, وَإِذْ أَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ, that when we had emancipated you from the people of Fir'aun, يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, they had meted out to you a cruel punishment. يُقَتِّلُونَ أَبَنَاءَكُمْ, they had killed, slaughtered your sons. وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ, and they had kept alive your women so that they may enslave them. There was no good reason for them to have kept them alive. Allah says, وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ, and in that is a bala. Now this word bala is used in two opposite ways over here. One, it is a trial, and the other, it is a ni'mat from Allah Rabbul Izzat, from your Rabb, azimun, which is great. In other words, you need to look back and you need to see where you have come. You've survived. Others had been killed and they had lost their lives and they had gone. But they had gone and they never had lives. Allah Ta'ala had given you all of this. So think about that, reflect and turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.